questioning what we know or think about the universe. Have you noticed the dire predictions being made lately about the universe probably being filled with planets where the civilizations have all died? In a way, this is equivalent to scientists saying it is full of civilizations. We have yet to learn the answer to either possibility. The one thing I really hate is when scientists make guesses and they are taken as gospel. Talk about making predictions without any proof. These statements are a perfect example of that. If we think about things rationally, we probably would come to the conclusion there is other life out there and maybe some of it has died out, so there is a chance of both statements being true, which doesn't seem to be considered. It is almost like you have to be in one camp or the other, but you are not allowed to be in both. It reminds me of politics. Could we be thinking this way because politics is changing the way people think? The universe seems to us to be endless, but science tells us if you start from here and go out into space, eventually you will end up here again, which makes the idea of the universe into a curved object as much as the Earth is. The reason for this is science hates the idea something could be infinite. Our brains were not constructed to consider something is never ending, and this may be something we are going to have to get past. Just because everything eventually seems to end doesn't mean space has to. We don't know nearly enough about it yet to get too firm with our conclusions. There were so many times when we believed we know everything about something and were entirely wrong. I am not just talking about space, but in everyday life. For centuries it was believed bad blood was responsible for making us sick, so to cure us we had to be bled. There was no argument about this for a long time. It started when people believed demons had to be bled out of us along with the bad energy they created. This gradually changed in the Middle Ages when bleeding was done to reduce inflammation, which was believed to cause disease. The point I am making is this went on for hundreds of years before it was realized it just weakened and sometimes killed people but never cured the ailment. We have to wonder how many of our beliefs about space and space travel are really wrong, but we don't realize it yet. We look to complex sources for powering our spaceships when maybe there are simple ones in front of us we don't see. There is a lot of talk about moving space because this method doesn't violate the law of motion, which states we can never travel faster than light speed. Maybe we should be spending more time on trying to speed up light, which in turn would make a new means of propulsion. When Einstein proposed his theories, he was not always correct, even though he was one of the smartest people of his time. He failed in trying to create a unified field theory. Inevitably, he could be proven wrong about breaking the speed of light barrier. As I have mentioned before, as we study quantum entanglement, we might find we can use this method to somehow travel across the universe. Quantum entanglement is where one particle can influence another instantly, without regard to distance. I know this sounds impossible, but it has been proven many times. This might allow us to someday bypass the evolution of power plants for spacecraft and go right to the best way to travel. Another thing I wonder about is the predictions of what aliens might look like. There is just no way of knowing what they would look like or what brain power, if they have brains, their abilities would be. Most life on Earth aside from microbes has legs of a sort. While this is not true for fish, some creatures in the oceans and other bodies of water also have them. If I were a betting man, I would assume the chances of some aliens having two or more legs is pretty good because it would help them get around. I guess there could be some which are more snake-like and even some aliens which don't move. When you look out into our vast universe, there are so many planets just in our Milky Way, it is almost a given life has to exist on some. There are those who believe that not only is life on other planets for sure, but it is also intelligent and has been visiting us for thousands of years, and the governments of Earth know it but are keeping it from us because they are helpless to control it. Whether this is true or not, the chances for life existing on other worlds and being intelligent is astronomical. There are some who believe when we die, we are born on another planet or in another place. Does this mean there could be an alien race who were once humans but were reborn? This sounds really weird, But as we are finding out when we delve deeper into science, things do get weirder. These people believe death is just an illusion, and we who believe in God also believe this, but could we be reborn several times in different places before our final destiny? Who knows for sure? We think we know most of what is to be known about how planets and stars form, and yet we find things in the universe which shouldn't exist according to what we think we know. An example of this is a planet we discovered. It is an exoplanet, in other words, outside our solar system and in another star system. It is named NGTS-1b. What is interesting about this planet is the fact scientists say it can't exist, yet here it is. It orbits a star half the size of our own, and scientists believe the star is too small to have created anything but small rocky planets. Yet this planet is the size of Jupiter, the biggest planet in our solar system. Four pairs of what scientists are calling impossible stars have been found, and they are in the Milky Way galaxy. Why scientists believed this was impossible is the stars rotate around each at a distance which was considered too close to stop them from becoming merged. No, we certainly do not know everything about space, and a lot of what we thought we knew is wrong.